many blessings you have bestowed on this community, and we pray for your guidance that our decisions will always be made for the greater good of our community. Amen.
I pledge to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda. Second, no further discussion, call for the vote. Ms. Neimeyer.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Forrester.
Yes.
Number two, consider approval of resolution 2022-24, a resolution making certain budgetary adjustments to 2021-22 fiscal year budget. Ms. Salsiba.
Good evening, Mayor, Council. I will be reviewing the fourth quarter budget adjustments for FY22. In the municipal transit fund, there is a request to transfer in $300,000 from the general fund to supplement the cost of operating the transit system. During COVID-19, the transit was receiving 100% of grant refunds requested. Therefore, the transfer from the general fund to the transit fund in FY22 was significantly lower than previous years. In the fire protection fund, there is a request to transfer in $270,000 from the general fund for the wildland reimbursement revenues to purchase a Type 3 fire engine. In the fire protection fund, there is a request to increase revenues by $100,000 for a grant that was awarded higher than anticipated. In the water and sewer fund, there is a request to transfer in $104,108.17 from the NMFA governmental fund to close this fund. This is the remaining amount left after paying off water and sewer loans. In the solid waste fund, there is a request to transfer in $135,491.32 from the NMFA solid waste fund to close this fund. This is the remaining amount left after paying off the solid waste loan. In the general fund, there is a request in the judicial department to increase operating costs by $40,000 for an operating shortfall due to an increase in court-appointed attorney fees. In the lodger's tax promotional fund, there is a request to increase operating costs by $12,351.62 for the gem and mineral show advertising campaign. In the lodger's tax promotional fund, there is a request to increase operating costs by $7,000 for the Carlsbad Lifehouse 5K walk run advertising campaign. In the special museum fund, there is a request to increase operating costs by $2,000 to purchase merchandise for the museum gift shop. This concludes the fourth quarter budget adjustment.
Question or comment from Ms. Salcido? Thank you, Ms. Salcido.
Mayor, this budget and it passed unanimously.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Second. No further discussion. Call for the vote. Ms. Neimeyer.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Number three, consider approval of resolution 2022-25, a resolution adopting the 2022-23 fiscal year annual budget. Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes. Mayor Genoway, council members included in your packet tonight is the fiscal year 23 interim budget summary memo. This summary highlights the major funds and changes. Recently, we have seen some up and down trends in grocery receipts revenues, now prepared a budget to reflect those recent trends. I want to thank the directors and the finance department for being conservative with the budget preparations regarding personnel and operating costs. This budget has been reviewed and approved by the budget committee. This is a good budget, and we see the projects still moving forward. Mayor, at this time, I would ask Ms. Salcido to present the fiscal year 23 budget to the governing body.
Ms. Salcido?
Thank you again, Mayor, Council. Before you tonight is the city's fiscal year 2023 interim budget. I will provide you a brief summary of the budget. The city is budgeting $112.5 million in revenue. This amount is $7.7 million higher than the current fiscal year's forecasted revenues. We budgeted grocery receipts tax flat. There was an increase in revenue due to receiving grants for approximately $11.9 million for fiscal year 23. The city is budgeting $54 million in labor costs. This amount is $3 million higher than the current fiscal year budget. The city gave a 3% increase for all employees and also had to add a 27th pay period for fiscal year 23. The city is budgeting $37.1 million in operating costs. This amount is $900,000 or 2% less than the current fiscal year budget. Although we did increase operating costs for the increase in fuel costs for FY 23, there was an overall decrease because we paid off the loans in FY 22. Capital carryover is budgeted at $20.7 million, and this is primarily related to both multi-year street improvement projects and water and sewer projects. New capital projects are budgeted at $30.3 million, with this amount being offset by $12.5 million in grants. The city is budgeting an overall deficit in cash of $9.2 million. As with all budgets, the city budgets revenues very conservatively and costs at a premium. Therefore, the actual reduction in cash is projected to be much less or even favorable, similar to the current year's fiscal year actuals versus budget. I would like to thank Chairman Rodriguez of the Budget Committee, as well as Councilor Carter, Councilor Chavez, and Councilor Forrest for their expertise and guidance in developing the fiscal year 23 budget. I would also like to thank the directors and the department heads for all of their hard work in helping prepare the budget. This concludes my summary, unless there are any questions.
Questions, comments, from Ms. Alcido?
FY
Yes, we're going to put that one in the final budget. Yes, it will be in the final budget.
Further questions?
Question being answered, I move approval.
There's a motion. Second, further discussion, call for the vote. Ms. Anaya?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores? Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Flores?
Yes.
Number four, routine federal business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item, upon request, that item may be removed from the routine or regular business and be considered separately. And I would ask Mr. Lowe to briefly discuss D1.
Yes,
Mayor,
members of Council, D1 is requesting approval to review the professional services agreement as part of the
questions?
I believe
D2 is the vote. Mayor members of Council, D2 is an agreement with Eddie County program for those who may or may not know the city. That money, in terms of this agreement, that money will go to the Mexico State Police for enforcement in this area. And in turn, the Eddy County DWI program funds from our police department for our enforcement. And that gives us a great program and gives us state police resources to form those teams in our
You have the executive director here, you know, Cindy Sheree. Do you have any questions for her? Thank you. Anyone else? We have a motion to approve.
Second.
A second. No Further discussion, call the board.
Ms. Myers.
Yes.
Ms. Ida Flores. Ms. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters. Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Forrest.
Yes.
All items under routine and regular business have passed. Number five, consider approval of naming softball field number five at the Buffalo Youth Sports Complex in honor of the Earth Mary Youth Club. Mr. Rodriguez.
Mayor members of the council. I mentioned this is seeking approval for naming softball field five. The Buffalo Youth Sports Complex Board recommended the naming of this field in his honor. For those of you who may or may not know, Mr. Rodriguez, he's been many years donating his time to girls softball and boys baseball. And I believe we asked Mr. Ridgeway here, the mayor, to give us more information on this group.
Mr. Ridgeway, do you have a statement? If you would, state your name for the record, please.
Matt Ridgeway. Mr. Mayor, city council members, good evening. About 3 years ago, I lost a very dear friend of mine, a fellow coach, and a coworker. Mr. Futuralde coached my daughter for a few years in softball. I got to know him very well outside the arena, but like I said, I used to work with him at the sheriff's office. Mr. Futuralde spent a life of service to this community. He worked at the Living Gutter State Park, retired for the state there. Then he worked for the sheriff's department, retired there as an animal control officer. And he spent the better part of 40 years of his life coaching the youth of Carlsbad. I'd like to read us a little section of the letter I submitted.
That'd be cool.
I'll take the time up by reading the whole letter, but Larry Futuralde Sr., or as he was more affectionately known as Coach Y, was a lifelong resident of Carlsbad, New Mexico, and a graduate from Carlsbad Senior High School in 1974. He played baseball most of his childhood and culminated that love of the game by playing for the Cavemen under Coach Creed, I believe, in 1974, and I also believe they won a state title that year. He was selected to the All-State baseball team his senior year. As he grew older, he coached many baseball teams around Carlsbad, but at some point his passion turned to young girls softball. Larry coached for Loving High School under head coach Rachel Lara from 2005 to 2009. During that time, he amassed 3 state titles. He then went on to coach under George Frederick here in Carlsbad from 2010 to 2013. Larry specialized as a hitting coach. He spent many evening hours coaching numerous travel softball players, my daughter being one of them, on hitting as well as other aspects of the game. In summary, Coach Y was loved by every player he coached. I myself have coached youth sports for over 30 years in Carlsbad, and I have never met a coach with more love in his heart, knowledge in his head, and kindness in his soul. That kindness, love, and patience he showed every player he coached made him one of the most beloved coaches in Carlsbad sports history. He was a great man, a loving coach who gave thousands of hours to the youth of Carlsbad. There is no one more deserving of this honor. Please take careful consideration of this nomination to make Coach Larry Y. Futuralde a permanent part of our complex in youth sports history in Carlsbad, New Mexico.
Question
or
comment from Mr. Ridgeway?
May I make a motion to approve?
We have a motion to approve. Second. No further discussion. Call the board.
Ms. Meyer.
Yes.
Ms. Ida Flores. Ms. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Forrest.
Yes.
You're approved. Number six, consider approval of resolution number 2022-26, a resolution supporting a public-private economic development Main Street project and biennial memorandum of understanding between the city of Carlsbad, New Mexico Main Street Program, Carlsbad Main Street, and the Pearl of the Pecos Arts and Cultural District. Mr. Rubin.
Mayor Janway, members of the council,
This MOU and resolution is a renewal with New Mexico Main Street to provide Carlsbad Main Street with resources, training, and technical services to enhance local culture. The city has a services contract with Carlsbad Main Street to organize programs, projects, and activities, as well as building partnerships and the local downtown economy. We are recommending that this MOU and resolution, which will begin July 1st, 2022, and then June 30th, 2024, be approved by the council. Thank you, and Kat and I, who is the executive director, stand before you if you have any questions.
Questions for Mr. Cordova? Questions for Ms. Davis? Thank you.
Thank you.
Second. No further discussion. Call it a vote.
Ms. Niemeyer.
Yes.
Ms. Amanda Miller.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Flores.
Yes.
Number seven, consider approval of resolution number 2022-27, a resolution confirming certain restrictions regarding the use of fireworks within city limits.
Thank you, Mayor. Members of the council, in front of you is a consideration of a resolution in support of continuing the prohibition of the use of certain fireworks in the aerial gun models as found in the Carlsbad ordinance. Considering the severe drought conditions, an effort to promote public safety, the Carlsbad Fire Department present a resolution that confirms and supports certain prohibition regarding the use of fireworks in the city limits. So I'm asking that the city council does declare that we are in drought conditions and we adhere and enforce our ordinance. We've had this ordinance in place for many years, and I would like your consideration to continue to enforce that. So I'll start for any questions.
Questions for Chief Lopez?
Chief Lopez, we're still got a fireworks show.
Correct. So we contract that out, and all the safety measures are put into place, and they obviously have insurance. We have plenty of personnel to cover all of that. So the fire, this is not the fireworks show that we're talking about. This is personal use because that's monitored. It's not always done safely. Yes, that does not pertain. I don't have jurisdiction over that piece.
Further questions? Thank you, Chief. Discussion call to vote.
Ms. Niemeyer.
Yes.
Ms. Amanda Flores.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Ms. Waters.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Flores.
Yes.
That moves us to number eight, council committee reports. Do the council have any updates?
Mayor, I'll just remind the other councils that we did approve the interim budget, and that's if we want to stay behind and sign off.
Anyone else? If not, is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? If not, we'll move to number nine, and I would call on Council Lisa. Oh, for that, I think we have
members of the council. I would like to introduce you to Mike Abel. Yesterday, Mike Abel assumed a position. I think Mr. Standing assuming the position of director of utilities. Mike Abel is a 25-year veteran of the Carlsbad Carlsbad. Mike Abel has been 20-plus years in the utilities department, did a wonderful job. He went to the project department and served as a project administrator for a few years in the city of Carlsbad. So I think very capable and understanding of our water system.
Second. Discussion, call the vote.
Mr. Meyer?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Ms. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?